we now are introduced to the second deacon that God used in a marvelous way. Verse 5, and we have here, Philip now becomes the chief witness abroad after the death of Stephen. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. The Lord Jesus says, you'll be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria. Now they've gone to Samaria. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spoke, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. Now, Philip had the sign gifts of the early church. Not everyone had them. Just these in places of leadership, these that were taking the word out. And there came the day when these sign gifts disappeared. And you say, when did they disappear? They disappeared right after the apostles. And when the canon of Scripture was established, it's the doctrine now, and it hasn't anything to do with the sign gifts. Now will you notice verse 7, for unclean spirits, crying with loud voice, came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies, and that were lame were healed. There was great joy in that city. The coming now of the gospel into Samaria, of all places, it brought great joy. This man was well received. Now we begin to discover that there was coming into the church, as it grew so fast, there came in those that were actually not believers at all. They were really unbelievers, but they made a profession, and here is one of them. And I'm reading verse 9 in chapter 8. But there was a certain man called Simon, which before time in the same city used sorcery and bewitched the people of Samaria, giving out that himself was some great one. You can't help if you claim to have a sign gift. You can't help but do the thing that this man did, that you're some great one. And I hear today, oh, these folk are very humble. Well, humility is something you can put on like a garment, for that matter. And humility doesn't manifest itself of leading services where you are healing, supposedly, and that you are about the only one that's around that can do it, by the way. Now, that's giving out that you're some great one. Now, that was Simon. And notice verse 10, to whom they all gave heed from the least to the greatest, saying, this man is the great power of God. Now see, they felt like he was of God, even Simon the sorcerer. And to him they had regard, because that of a long time he had bewitched them with sorceries. And there are a great many people today bewitched. My friend, do not be bewitched by any man, by his power. Even when he's giving out the word of God, don't look to man. Look to the word of God, whether what he's saying is accurate. And look to God. Turn to him. When we get our eyes on man, we get our eyes off of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what had happened there in Samaria. Verse 12, but when they believed Philip preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. And now this fellow, Simon, and let me say this about him, Philip came in contact with him, and apparently he made a profession of faith under the ministry of Philip. And he's the first, I think, religious racketeer in the church, but he's unfortunately not the last one. And he professes to be a believer during that sweeping revival of Philip. And he goes through all the outward ritual. He believes, and he's baptized, and he becomes a friend of Philip. And somebody says, well, my, if that's all true, then wasn't he really saved then? Listen to this.